This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. I believe here with your Texas Rangers, this is called fire a coach, get healthy, and hope something good happens. And we're about to find out tomorrow night to Boston Red Sox. It's going to be a three-hour G-Bag Nation for you tomorrow. So soak up these five-hour shows while you can, right? But I'm fired up. You know, I think the Rangers have made a smart move here. Players, insiders have testified to the fact that right now inside that clubhouse, a lot of guys, can feel anxious. Everybody, you know, I think as a top paid guy, you might be feeling guilty. As a guy, you know, trying to become a top paid guy, you're like, crap, am I messing up my opportunity here to get paid on a great team? And then on those lower players, you're seeing it right now. Tavares gone. Nobody wants him, right? He was kind of a World Series hero. He was the guy on base when Seager hit the game one bomb.
That's right.
You know, and he had some moments in that World Series. You need him on that wall. Yeah. You know, so he
Baltimore.
He had done some things right on and earned his status as a proper World Series champion that deserved the respect of the fans. But since then, it had gone so bad that I think most fans are celebrating this right here. Lady Tavares out, and the other news of the day is Evan Carter could be very well on his way up tomorrow. As CY confirmed that he is.
Yes.
In fact, he's going to be returning to the big league club tomorrow, and things have gone really well for him. I think between him and Pilar, like let's do Pilar against the lefties, Evan Carter against the righties, I think this has a chance to be pretty dang good for a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully Carter can hit the ground running a little bit, but the confidence is obviously back. Hopefully the health remains, and that he's been lighting it up here as of late. And I saw Evan Grant was talking about how Adolis Garcia is probably the next guy on the hot seat. And at any point, we could see Osuna.
Yeah.
Your guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't – shoot. I hope, man. I think we got to get through AAA. It's not unheard of, though, that a guy could be so red hot, and I think he is, that you jump. Like, the quality from AA to AAA, it's more about the maturity level of the guys and about what situation and right team could be perfect. But guys have made the jump from AA to the big leagues and had success. I think Grugie did it before things went irreparably horrible. But I'm optimistic, and CY's point about the minor leaguers right now is the best players in the organization are at the big league level. We need to do everything in our power to get the most from them before we start looking at the minors. And I think, you know, Brian made a really interesting point about this earlier as well. Like, would you tick off veterans if you start going with the young guys and playing them? Because if they don't perform, then it looks like you're trying to go cheap or you're trying to turn it into a developmental situation.
Yeah, that's, you know, I was talking with a couple of buddies around the league, and we're our level of team building is like, oh, wow, we really like these young guys down in the minors. Let's see if, you know, but baseball is kind of different in that way. And they were saying, you know, because we were always asked about guys like Walcott and others. And one of my buddies said, he goes, listen, he says, if you put Walcott out there and it puts CY in a really bad spot, especially if he looks like a teenager out there, if it doesn't work out and he looks like a teenager, he'll look desperate and the veterans will get pissed off about that. So that's coming from another, another baseball front office guy. They, you know, everybody kind of goes through this, you know, everybody wants to play the younger kids. I mean, I know I do. I'm always like, hey, we've seen what the old guys can do, play the young guys. But in baseball, it seems a little bit different, you know, how that room takes things.
Yeah, yeah, I think you got to be sensitive to all that, and I love, you know, that this team is making moves here so early in the season, but more must change, and on that, we go to ESPN.com's Bradford Doolittle. Stock watch, one thing that must change for all 30 MLB teams. It's obvious what they're going to say about the Texas Rangers. It's the offense, but he also ranks each team and gives you percentage odds of making the playoffs, your average win expectation at this point, and your chances of being a champion. He does rank the Rangers 16th, one game below 500. I think that's in the range of fair. I mean, with a pitching staff this good and some of these bullpen numbers, like this Hobie Milner, yeah, his microscopic ERA, it's just ridiculous how good the pitching staff is. And I think we're frustrated. We've seen them lose quite a bit since that opening 2 weeks of the season. They've been significantly under 500. So, I mean, 16th might seem a little bit high to me, but I think it'd be tough to rank them right now because you don't think the offense is going to continue to be this bad, but you do believe the pitching staff is going to continue to be good.
If the pitching staff was bad, you would be the Colorado Rockies right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'd be a 7-10 win team.
Yeah.
If that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, their pitching every night has at least put them or given them an opportunity. I almost asked Chris about because they've won games, lost some others, but man, their pitchers have been in some high leverage situations already and done a pretty good job.
They have.
And so now, do you look at that as a positive going forward? That if you do figure out the hitting, that, hey, the pitching staff is the starters, the relievers. I mean, there's been some high leverage situations that you've done a pretty good job with. So maybe you get that experience you mentioned with Milner and some of the other guys that have gone out there and taken the ball. So that to me is like a positive, even though I hate when they lose a game 2-1.
It's horrible.
I mean, I just hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it for the starter. I hate it for the guys in relief that hold the other team to two runs, and you know you can't find a way to get a hit in the seventh, eighth, or ninth to make a difference.
It is it's a miserable place to be, and it just lacks entertainment. You know, at least for the majority of the Rangers' existence, we can't pitch, but we're going to hit three home runs here tonight. Hope you enjoy it. Their win average, what do you think expectation would be? I mean, slightly under 500. It's 81.9. They have had a very difficult schedule. That's something that you can look at and lean on if you want to. Well, slightly above 500, battling for a wild card spot in September, I guess, is the average when you simulate this thing. What happens?
Yeah, they've played six games against the Mariners. That their pitching staff played three games against the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's been brutal.
I mean, they've played
Cubbies.
The Cubs. They've played against some teams that have some outstanding starting pitching.
So last month when ESPN ran these numbers, their playoff odds were at 61%. Where do you think they are now?
42.
I was going to say 52.
Okay. You guys are in the ballpark. I like how you're leaning optimistic. The computers say 38%.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
It has plummeted. And last month, their odds of being champions were 5.2%. Pretty healthy number. They had that good start. Where are they now?
One.
Oh, wow. You nailed it.
Yeah.
A staggering 1.1% chance that these Rangers will be champions. I want to believe that these are some sort of statistical outliers and that what has happened in a combination of injuries, bad luck.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, the exit velo on some of these is absurd. You're watching these games against the Mariners and A's, and they're getting like seeing eye singles. I'm going to flare this thing. It's going to hit the line. And the Rangers are barreling 106, 108. It's on a line to the center fielder again. You know, it's at the warning track. And yeah, a lot of that stuff is going to even out. But I mean, what is the peak of what they could do? You know, I know they drew it up to be a top five offense. After seeing a month of being this crappy, I think my hope is that they could be average. What did I say last week? 18th?
Yeah.
Just be 18th. Yeah. You know, and I think you, at that point, you would have a very entertaining summer. You'd be a defense pitching, and we're going to score enough. And then maybe if CY can make a trade at the deadline for a catalyst bat, you could be on fire. ESPN wrote, even after an 8-run outburst, the Rangers are 29th in scoring. Yada, yada, yada. You know how all that goes. Let's get to Bully Melrose. Zach Wolchuk on vacation, and he was seen staggering about his Carnival Cruise Line, ranting about the Dallas Stars victory on Saturday. Let's see if we can pick up the audio.
Stars fans, Bully Melrose here, straight from the oasis of the sea. God knows where the hell I am, just in the middle of the ocean here, boys. But what a performance from our Dallas Stars in Game 7. Mikko Rantanen saying, Luka who? I'm the king of Dallas now, baby. I told you the Colorado Avalanche would pee down their leg as soon as they got up 2 goals. Who said anything about Colorado advancing? Nobody. Sure as hell wasn't me, all right? The Dallas Stars are just too damn good. Otter's too damn good. And I'm telling you, boys, just get pucks in front of the net, all right? Rubber on net. You never know what the hell can happen. Next thing you know, we're bouncing off skates, we're bouncing off shoulders. Just get the forecheck going. This thing's going to be great because Canada doesn't know how to win hockey games. And I know this because I was drafted by the Montreal Canadiens. And I think the last damn time that Canada won a Stanley Cup, I was coaching the LA Kings and Montreal beat me. Good thing is, I ain't coaching the Dallas Stars, boys. That's Petey DeBoer, undefeated in Game 7s. So if this one goes to Game 7, doesn't matter you don't have home ice because Winnipeg, we're coming for you. You suck. Hellebuck, you're going to be in a living hell when Mikko Rantanen and Robo. Yeah, that's right. Robo's going to be back, boys. Miro's going to be back, boys. They're coming for you, Hellebuck. Get ready. A lot of pucks on the cage, and it's going to be too much of a flurry. Stars in 6. They wrap this up at home. You heard it here first. Belly Melrose here. That's right. Stars in 6. F you, Winnipeg, Canada. Keep your damn tariffs to yourselves.
Keep your damn tariffs to yourselves.
I kind of like Belly Melrose a little bit better. That is him in the middle of the ocean somewhere. That's just so awesome. Hockey horny as you've ever seen him. That is incredible.
Man, even when he missed the dismount, he still nailed the dismount. That Wolchuk is a broadcast genius. And
he is good.
Salute to him for
Belly Melrose.
Weighing in.
That's incredible.
Vacation with his lovely family. Now, he mentioned Robo, right? On the injured players, could Miro and Robo both play? Coach saying, I believe you're going to see them both play in the second round. I don't know if it's going to be game one or game three or game five. I was just wondering about this. You know, how confident can we be at this point? I asked ChatGPT, what knee injuries could keep you out for 4 months specifically?
Yeah.
And they gave me a pretty interesting list, like meniscus tear repaired, not removed, could be 3 to 5 months. MCL sprains are 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's not that. Patella tendon strain could be 3 to 5 months. But then I went back and looked at this, and this came in from the side.
Yeah.
Like it, you know, could be an ACL tear.
Yes.
I'm looking at this thing going like, if this is an ACL tear that requires surgery, that's 6 to 9 months. Right now, I don't think Miro's coming back, Brian. What do you think?
It's funny because as you say that, some of my trainer buddies that I know from around the league.
Gang of Seven Trainers Edition?
Yeah. They're sending me clips Like, they like, hey, man, you talking about this hockey guy?
Uh-huh.
So they, I'm like, yeah. They're saying it looks like they were sent me a clip off this off TikTok. I guess the guy was skating this morning.
Yeah.
Miro was skating this morning. And they were saying, hey, this guy looks like he's wearing a Don Joy. That's the name of the brace.
Okay.
It's called a Don Joy Defiant under his socks there, or his, you know, what they wear, their shorts and stuff like that. And that's an ACL brace is what that is. And But my guys were saying, like, he's skating like he looks like he's skating, but these are football guys.
Okay.
He goes, it looks like he's moving around okay. But it's they're thinking also too that maybe there was a partial PCL involvement here too with the collision. You know, they went back and looked at that part of it, you know, the initial injury when Stone hit him, that there might be ACL and then a PCL. And I said, well, listen, with an ACL partial, could he still play? And my guy said, the brace could be indicative of that being just the case. So this brace that he has, it's like a special kind of a brace that it looks like, because they recognize how it looks, you know, with their own, how they see it. So, we're just, my trainer guys are just, they're trying to help me here a little bit.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, I do love that. I do love, and that piece of information about that's an ACL brace, that makes me feel like, now we do know he had surgery for that January 28th injury, and it's 4 months later, right? So I asked ChatGPT, 4 months after an ACL surgery, could you be practicing? They said at 4 months after ACL reconstruction, your mobility would likely be significantly improved, but returning to full hockey practice, especially with contact or high speeds, is usually not recommended. And then they gave you a breakdown of what you could be doing after 4 months, and it kind of feels like that's what Miro's doing right now. Being out there, I'm like, I'm pretty quick, you know, but would you test that under a full load while you're getting smacked in the face? No. Or, you know, having to go on a full sprint down the ice and then stop suddenly.
Yeah.
That's the stop-start problem.
The mental toughness that you would have to be able to not think about that and get out there and really just get your tail off is, I mean, that would be pretty, pretty rare. You're talking like a minimum, you would think, 6 months.
Yeah. You know, just scanning through that more. You know, I definitely don't want to be an alarmist. You know, but I think this is psyops. I think this is, you know, Miro could come back. And I think that's just kind of, you know, how you do it in sports sometimes.
I think that's why the odds swung so much. You know, they put Dallas back as the favorites to win the Stanley Cup. I think I think Vegas is betting on the fact that Robinson and Miro are going to come back and play. I think that's, you know, usually Vegas, they know a lot more than we know, right?
Yes. Yeah, they do.
They usually do.
They will get levels of information. I'm sure they have doctors and, you know, heads of staff with passwords to medical records. I mean, that's billions and billions of dollars are on the line.
Yeah, you can't
those
really.
Those are the most resourceful people.
You can't butt crack the books very rarely, but maybe DeBoer's got it in them.
All righty. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Evan Carter coming back. Brett Boone, new pitching coach.
Hitting.
What's that?
You said pitching.
Oh, pitching, my bad. Yeah, Brett Boone, new hitting coach, and CY told us last hour he is going to be continuing to come on with Sean and RJ.
Yep.
And maybe even doing a little bit of podcasting. Okay, what we have next here is the Expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top G-Bag of the day coming up at 5:30, and we're back with all that here in the G-Bag Nation.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.